Check, 1, 2. Well, praise, I think it's good. Well, everybody say praise the Lord. Why don't you stand up as they bring down the lights? Are you ready to praise God to this morning? Yeah. Let's do this.
Now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, come, just as you are.
Isn't God a good God? Well, praise the Lord. Let's praise God this morning. How many of you feel like shouting for Jesus? Well, that's good. You can do better than that. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh Lord.
Just like Mary poured her oil on you.
Just like David. Covenant.
praises, praises, all your children give you praise.
Even though the world might not know about it yet,
but all your children
are your child of the King.
Don't worry about nobody else. All your children give you praise.
You know, the child of the King praises God. If you're a child of the Lord, you will praise the Lord. You will hold it important to get up in the morning and praise God with all of your heart.
Say, don't worry about it, Jesus. All your children give you praise. All your children give you praise.
As long as I'm a child, I'll praise you.
Praise is praise. All your children give you praise. Praise is praise. All your children give you praise.
How many of you feel like praising God? Somebody say, God has children. You know, worship time is when we worship God and we praise God. It's a time that we communicate to Jesus. And you're telling God this morning, all your children give you praise. So look to heaven right now and say, look at your children give you praise this morning.
Look at your children give you praise. Look at your children give you praise. Look at your children give you praise.
Think about the testimonies that we heard on Friday night. Think about what it means to God when He sees you praising God. He knows where He brought you from. And all you do is have to give Him praise. Tell the Lord, say, I'm here this morning to praise you, Jesus.
I'm here to say thank you for all of your grace and all of your mercy, all of your power. Praise you. I praise you, Lord.
Well, glory to God.
Like praise the Lord with a shout and a praise and even a dance. Come on, glorify the name of Jesus. I don't care what the world may do. I don't care what the world may say. I'm going to stand and praise His name. Yeah. I dare you to shout. Come on. You can leap for joy if you want to. Come on. Everybody leap for joy. Hallelujah. Bless His name forevermore.
Might just have to get that Bible and read Psalm 150 again for him. I'm so glad we don't have too many visitors this morning. Richard, you're not a visitor anymore. Somebody say, I'm glad we don't have any visitors so we can praise God the way He needs to be praised. Hallelujah! When you do what God tells you to do, things work out.
Praise Him. praise you, Lord. I 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 praise you, Lord, because you're worthy. You are worthy.
Bible says, sing a new song unto the Lord. Sing it.
I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. How I praise you, Lord.
Somebody say, bless God. Somebody say, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just sing a new song unto the Lord. Just start to sing in the Holy Ghost right where you are. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't God good?
Somebody say praise God.
but you. There is nothing on earth I desire besides you. Heart and my strength, many times they fail, but there is one that always will prevail. God is the strength of my heart.
anybody but Jesus. He'll always be your strength. He'll always be there. Say, he'll always be there. Why don't you give somebody a hug this morning? Somebody say, praise God, as you do that. Tell them, don't you worry about a thing. God will be right there. That's all right. Come on and bless God. Hallelujah. It looked like somebody having church back there. That's all right. Well, glory. That's the right number.
Forever.
let that clapping sound good. Come on and clap like you got the Holy Ghost. Come on. One more time, come on. What are they clapping on? We're clapping right now. Anointing on your hand clapping. I really do. Just put a hand clap. Yeah. It's scriptural. That's tabrets. Play those tabrets this morning. Come on. Then just shake those hands as you clap. Just shake them a little bit. Come on. Yeah, just keep on clapping. Come on, just keep on clapping. Come on, yeah. You want to play for him a little bit, Crystal? That's really good. Come on, clap those hands. Just bless the Lord. Come on and bless him. Hallelujah. Been a long time since I've been in a place where church just clap their hands. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I think that's really good. Now just give the Lord a shout of praise. Thank you. Praise God. Just start to bless God. Hallelujah. Well, we bless the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord. That's good, yeah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Let's stand and just lift holy hands. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Let all that is within me bless his holy name. Lifting holy hands. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Let all that is within me bless his holy name. One more. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Thank you, brother. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Let all that is within me bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Oh.
bless the name of Jesus. Glory to God. He is worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Well, bless God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. God is a good God, isn't he? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's all right to have church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Bless God, bless God, bless God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Bless God. Hallelujah. Just stand up and bless God. Hallelujah. Just stand up and bless God. Just stand and give God praise for his mighty acts, for his wondrous works. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Come on. Hallelujah. Hold that for her, Brother Jesse. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm almost 75 years old, and I was raised up in a very protective home, a very sheltered home. And when I married into something that I wasn't aware of what I was going to go through. My husband ended up being an alcoholic, and me and my children took beatings, and some of us could have been killed. And I realized after this child was killed in Channelview, and he's a friend of my youngest child's daughter, it's brought an awful lot back to me. There was a time my husband pulled a gun on my middle son, and if it hadn't been for the grace of God, he'd have been killed. And the way he did it, slipped out the back bedroom door with this loaded shotgun, come around to the front door, come in the front door with that loaded shotgun. He could have been killed, and no tells how many more of us. My youngest son intervened. And I know, I realized that if I'd had a handgun in my home, I would have killed him. But I was scared to use those shotguns. They were too long. But if I'd had a handgun in my home, I'd have killed him long before he died. And I thank God he didn't let that happen, that I wouldn't have blood on my hands. I'm thankful that the Lord He kept me and all of my family alive. Not let any of them leave this world unsaved. And I don't believe he will let any of us leave this world unsaved.
Hallelujah.
I can't thank the Lord enough for what he's done for me and my family. Even when I wasn't living for the Lord, even when I wasn't trying to do what was right, his protective hand was there upon me and my family. And I thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you what, it's just testimony time around here. Isn't it a wonderful flow? We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Help her go on back. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Help her. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go and help her. She might need some help back there. Hallelujah. Mm. We said when the river starts to, you know, when the Spirit starts to move, let it move. Somebody say, go with the flow of the Holy Ghost. You know, and that's a neat thing. What is that AC on back there? It's kind of hot in here, isn't it? Amen. I don't know if it's the AC or the anointing. Let's make sure that thing's on like 65. This one back here, right where you are, Brother Jet, it's in this room. Hallelujah. Praise God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Through many dangers, toils, and snare, we have already come. Grace of God brings us where we are. Turn to Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. I got to preach fast this morning. Hallelujah. After these things, glory to God. After, everybody say after. These things, glory to God. We all have things that we have to deal with in our life. Through many toils and dangers, snoils and snares. What was it? Hallelujah. Toils and snares. Hallelujah. All those things. We've come. And the word of the Lord to us is, listen, everything is going to be all right. After the storm cloud passes, and we've changed a little bit around here, look up, the storm cloud passes over, therefore everything is going to be all right. After these things, look at somebody and say, after these things, say, boy, you have no idea what some of those things are. We've heard some of Wilma's things just now. We heard some others on Friday night. Testimonies. Look at the person right behind you. Everybody look at somebody. Just find somebody. You have no idea what they're coming out of. Hallelujah. You know, and everywhere I go, I seem to be hearing some kind of testimony. Last night I heard one sister say, glory to God, that it wasn't until she first, not saying nations has anything to do with it, we hope that it does, and it's the anointing there, person said, listen, I was so sick that they had me on morphine. And I wasn't able to come off of this morphine until I just got off of morphine when I got here at Nations Church. Kathy, stand up. Kathy told me, Kathy said, you might not know this. See, you got to know those that are among you and let you know what the Lord is doing. Because there's some generals and some giants right around you. Hear this testimony of Rita on Friday night. Kathy says, in her body right now, there's a metal box or something like that in your body right now. And wires going up her spine right now that was meant there because she lived in constant pain. Can you share that? Just give us
3 minutes, if that. Come quickly and just try to tell it all. You can't tell it all that quick. Somebody say, we've overcome. Read that scripture. After all these things, go there. We're going to break this down. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I like the word that it says after. That means it's over. After these things, what do you do after all of those things? After you come out of bondage, glory to God. After. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out. Mama tells me about times she, you know, with all the kids and different things that she went through. Sister Amalia tells me there were times she had to sleep out under a bush. Somebody say, after. All these things. Comes in here in this white dress on this morning. Somebody say, praise God. After. Don't you ever forget what God did for you.
Amen.
Don't you ever forget what God has done for you. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Don't ever forget it. After these things. Go on, Sister Kathy.
I'll give you just the quick condensed version. I had a head injury many, many years ago, and over the course of 9 years, I was getting sicker and sicker, and I was just very oppressed by the devil and attacks from every area. And last May, I knew God, but I didn't know God's will in my life. I wasn't spirit-filled at the time. But a year ago May, I was in the hospital for the last time. I shouldn't even be alive now if the devil had his way.
Last May.
And I was deaf. I lost everything in my mind. I still had God's love, and I had my husband and my children. But my calling on my life to be a nurse, that was taken away. I couldn't function. I couldn't have my career. I couldn't be the wife to my husband that he needed. I couldn't be the wife, the mother to my children. I was depressed, and none of the medications were helping. I lived in a constant state of pain 24 hours a day. I was on 16 different medications, 400 milligrams of morphine a day for the last 3 years. Two of those last years were bedridden. I was deaf. I was in a world of silence. I couldn't communicate with those around me. And Lord brought a wonderful woman into my life that showed me what God's will was.
Preaching.
And June 11th is when my healing was manifested. About 65% of it was. The pain was taken away, and I could hear again. And I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, and my life changed. But it was a walk of faith since that day in the rest of my healing being manifested. And they got me off everything except the morphine, and they couldn't get me down to even just the most minuscule amount. And within 24 hours of being off it, my body would just go through withdrawal, and the devil was trying to keep me right there. And it was when I walked into Nations Church that I have not had a day of morphine, and they couldn't get me off of my generator that's inside of me to try and control the pain. And that has also been off since I came to Nations Church. And my healing is about 95% at this point. I've got 1 ear left to hear out of, and God is just good.
Praise God. Praise God. Somebody say, after these things. What do you do after these things? So that's where many people mess up. Many people come out of stuff, but they don't know where to go next. And I'm here to tell you by the power of the Holy Ghost that God has delivered you and set you free. Those bondages and those things that you used to deal with, you're free from those things. Amen. They will never come back again. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Now, where do you go? Now, what do you do after these things? Notice that Abraham had just come out of a horrible battle and won. Somebody say, praise God. After you've come through your battle and after you've won, just don't stop there. Listen, look for the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision. Somebody say, now that the battle is over, speak to my heart. It it's hard to hear a word in the midst of a storm or in a big battle. Seems that all you live for is to get out of your battles. Then after your battle's over, you go, now what do I do? Many people think that their total course of life is nothing but going through a bunch of stress, pain, and that's your endurance, your problem. Dependent upon their problems, that's what their life is all about. If my family's not messed up, there's no reason to live. We get codependent, you know, and all of these things. We don't feel that we have we won't allow God to revolutionize our lives. Somebody say, let the old stuff go and listen to the new. Behold, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. And you have to listen. Some say, listen for your future. Don't rummage through the past and try to find your future. You've won that battle. God's brought you out. Amen? Yeah. Don't just stay where you are looking back and say, wow, look at the battle I just came through. He said, the word of the Lord, right after the battle, the word of the Lord came to him. Somebody say, hallelujah. Right after this huge battle, the word of the Lord came to him saying, fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceedingly, somebody say exceedingly, great reward. Praise the Lord. Those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit has to say. God's been talking about us about blessings and rewards. That blessings come to us as graces and gifts from God, but God rewards us for our actions and deeds of faith. He just let them know, listen, what you came out of, I'm going to reward you for coming out on top. Amen? And Abraham said, Lord, what will you give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abraham said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look toward heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. Say, look to heaven. So shall your future be. Look to somebody and say, your future is within you. The easiest way to get to heaven is to get to your own heart. We're seated with Christ in heavenly places. You're seated within your own heart. There were many people that were locked out of their own heart because of what the devil did. They had no contact with the spiritual nature of the inside on the inside of them. But because what God has done for us, Jesus gave his life that we all could live, and he opened the door to our heart one more time. So say, heaven on the inside. I'm perceiving something prophetically in the spirit the last several days. And it has to do about me, and it has to do about you. There's something great on the inside of you. And I pray that as the Holy Ghost starts to minister us, we'll find out more. You'll start to enjoy the inside of your own heart just a little bit better. He said, look to the stars. And so often, you know, I'm taking it, you know, look up to the sky, and I'm sure that's what he was saying when he said that. But he said, look toward heaven. Look on the inside. And as many as you can see on the inside, if you can see it on the inside, that will be your seed. And your seed represents your future. God wants to give you a vision. We sang that song prophetic. I need you to lead me wherever you are, wherever you go. I don't want to be far. Open my eyes and let me see the vision you have, my destiny. There's a vision of God on the inside of you. On the inside of you, heaven unfolds. And you need God to come and take you and quiet you down just a little bit and introduce you to yourself and let you see your own destiny. Peace. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And he brought him forth and said, look, so shall thy seed be. Somebody say, what you see in the heavens, let it be done on earth. What you see in the spirit, so shall your seed be. What you see in the spirit are seeds to the future. But you got to take them and plant them. You got to learn to see spiritual vision, God's possibility. You got to hear the word of God, and what you hear becomes a seed, and you got to learn to plant them in your flesh until they start to produce. And he believed in the Lord. Somebody say, he believed in God. And he counted it unto him for righteousness. Wow. You've got to get to the point to where you can have God come to you and show you some things, some possibilities on the inside of you, some things that God's about to do, and you've got to get into agreement with what God said. That's how you get into covenant about God. God wants to covenant with you about your future, just like he covenanted with Abram. And so many times you might be just like Abram. You might see something a little bit too big for your head to understand, and you're going to have to believe it anyhow, no matter how great it is, no matter how magnificent it is. Amen. Even if there involves some impossibility there. Believe God anyhow just because he said it. And I'm here to tell you about the Holy Ghost. The thing that God told you, it will come to pass. And you need to hold God solid on his word. Somebody say, praise. He believed God. God visited him and showed him some things. And he said, listen, you're showing me all. You're trying to tell me. This was a natural man. He said, you're trying to tell me as many stars as I can see right now, that will be as many seed children that I have. And I'm 90 some years old now. He didn't have a problem. He said, listen, I know you, God. If you said it, I don't care how many stars I see, I believe you. Don't doubt what God said to you. Don't doubt your future. Don't doubt your, you know, don't doubt your vision. Don't doubt your plan. Glory to God. Don't doubt your dreams. If God gave you a dream, don't doubt it. Believe it. And get impassioned about it. You believe God. What did God tell you? So say, after you come out of the war, after you come out of the storm, God gives you supernatural vision. You get a vision from God. Get around a place where the word of God is prophesied and the word of God is taught, and you are allowed to see bigger things, supernatural things. You get introduced to God, the God that calls those things that are not as though they are. Yeah, you're going to come into an encounter. God's going to tell you something. You cut a covenant with God, God's going to give you an impossibility, because if he doesn't give you an impossibility, you'll never know who he is. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. He does that with everybody. He said, now listen, what you can do with this guy is only what you can do with humans, but when you get with God, God does things that only God can do. Tap somebody on the shoulder and say, you got an appointment with God coming. He's going to speak some things to your heart, and you're going to have to believe him. And that's how you get into relationship with God. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it unto him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give thee this land to inherit it. You want a revelation there? Am I getting too weird for you people? He said, I'm the Lord that gives you this land to inherit it. how do you put this over to our side right now? And then he was out there and he saw the stars, and of course he was talking about the geographic expanse that was all about. He said, look, I'm going to give you all this land. But when I was with the Holy Ghost, I'm going to teach in this fashion, amen. Amen. When I was with the Holy Ghost told me, he said, listen, you can take that today. Amen. He said, I'm the Lord that gives you this land. And land represents heart. The place where seeds are planted. And God's going to give you your own heart back. We all want to conquer. The Bible says, listen, he that can take his own spirit is greater than those that can take a city. The devil has stolen from us our own spiritualness, our own spirituality, amen, our relationship from God, amen. He's taken away the identity of the believer, amen. And the spirit is the place where seeds are planted. And you need to stretch out your tent stakes. And when it tells you to stretch out your tent stakes, it tells you to stretch your heart out for new possibilities. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. There's something on the inside of you that's big. Everyone wants to value things on the outside, but nobody wants to think of the great thing that's on the inside. When you get inward, amen, inward, when you start to dwell inwardly, glory to God, things on the outside start to come together. It says, this land that you see, I will give it to you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This land that you see, this thing that you see, I'm going to give it to you. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? It's talking about it's talking about that geographic expanse. Now, when God gives you something to believe, it said one thing, he believed God, right? So if someone's believing, he said, then now how am I going to know it? Doesn't that sound weird? One place it says he believed God. The next place it's saying, listen, how will I know it then? How can you believe in something and yet he's sitting up here asking for God, how can I know it? So many of us are like that. You know you can be. You can believe God but yet not know it. Ask God about that. Braiding in the spirit, and this is what I got. When we start to believe God, God then wants us to know it. You can get to the point to where you're no longer believing in something, you just know something. You got to learn to take it from a belief to a knowing. Amen? Somebody said, do you believe in God? Yeah, I believe in God, but more importantly than that, I know God. I know that he's going to do something. I'm just not believing it. I know it. He said, Lord, how can I know this? What he was saying, listen, God, how can I get this thing from my spirit to my mind? That I might know it in my mind. I believe it in my heart, but I got to know it in my mind. How will you teach me to know this? How will you teach me to know in my head what I believe in my heart? How can you get, my spirit is filled, my spirit is right on the inside. I got great faith, but at times my mind may fail. My head may fail. Sometimes I get in unbelief. Sometimes I get out there. How can I know this thing that you told me? How can I be sure? I tell you what, because you want to be sure. It's certain in the heavenlies. It's certain in the spirit. Glory to God. But you want it to be certain in the natural. And in order for it to be certain in the natural, it's got to go from the spirit to what? It's spirit to the mind, to confession. Amen. Then it starts to come out. That spiritual thing that God wants to do for you, you've got to learn to bring it into manifestation. And before you can bring it into manifestation, you've got to believe it in your heart. It's got to come by the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And you're going to hear in your heart. Then you're going to have to know what you hear. Be familiar with what you hear. Covenant, everybody say covenant, with what you hear. Now that word, no, everybody say no. I'm breaking open to you. You know what I'm going to start to teach? Covenant. Some of you have already started to realize this, but there's an anointing of covenant that God broke through in this house this last week. Relationships are getting better. Some of you don't. You better realize this. I guarantee you that some of your marriages have been hotter. Yeah. Yeah. Think about it. Things have been spicier. Friendships have been getting tighter. Things have been happening. Why? There's an anointing of covenant that God's bringing about, because that's how God blesses people. God has taken some relationships out of your life and has enhanced others. So I say, it's springtime and God's cutting covenant. And when Abraham said, how can I covenant with this thing that you just told me? How can I know it? How can I get familiar with it, get acquainted with it? This word know is the same word. The children are out of here. Amen. This word know is the same word. You know, when Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, when the guy said, listen, bring these men out here that we might know them. And he said, look, bring them out here that we might know them. And in other Bibles, it says that we might have relationships or sex with them. Do you know that's the same word here that Abram had, that Abram used? We know that intercourse represents covenant or communion, familiar. Am I getting too out there for you? So say, cutting covenant. Chris says, I like this message. Amen. No. He said, how can I break a covenant with this word? How can I get it from the spirit over to the natural? Things are birthed in the spirit, but it will always come through some form of covenant. That's we, you know, someone says, you don't want to get too crazy. Think about this. Life begins in heaven. Someone says life begins in the womb. Life begins in heaven, in the spiritual. God calls things into existence. You did not just start in your mother's womb. The Bible says before you were in the womb, I knew you. So it says it goes way before that. Somebody say praise the Lord. Seed. Everything that begins, begins with the word of God. But before that word of God could manifest on the earth, somebody had to cut a covenant here to bring it about so that there might be manifestation. You people need to learn about supernatural covenants with God, because there's covenant breakers everywhere you go and people aren't able to manifest anything. There's a lack of commitment, lack of stability, and they wonder why things don't work for them. But if you want to be blessed, learn the things of God. The entire faith movement, the word of faith, was based in one. The first teaching, this teaching Brother Copeland brought about, was that strong teaching on the blood covenant. They got that years ago, and now look at where they're reigning. They're reigning in prosperity and many other things because they learned that God is a God of covenant. When God tells you something, you better covenant with it. Somebody say, agree with it. What are you waiting on? What are you waiting on? God said it. God said it. Well, what is he waiting for? He's waiting for you to agree with him and cut a covenant on it. God said he wants to prosper you. What's the covenant? How can you meet him there? How can you bring it from the heavenly to the natural? I'm going to get you out of here. Somebody say, praise the Lord. How shall... And the Lord... And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know... So say no. No, or covenant with it. How can I grab a hold of it? How can I know this? How can I get it from here to where it can start to happen, right? That I shall inherit it. So say you will not inherit it until you know it. You're not going to inherit anything until you renew your mind first. Some say renew it in your mind. and you will be able to inherit it. Many people are not going to inherit the things of God because they have not first renewed their mind. Renewal for inheritance. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord. This is how, I'm going to go a little bit farther, then I'll leave you alone, okay? Now, I think I should stop right there. No? Hallelujah. Well, why not? He said, how shall I know it? How shall I know it? How can I renew my mind? How can I get it to my head? Are you understanding me? Jesse, help me here if I'm too weird. Try to clue me in and tell me to go back and make it a little bit clearer. How can I know this word? This debar. How can I know it? Through songs, hymns, and spiritual psalms. Songs. Why are you going there, Brother Rod? Isn't that crazy that he is really getting out there? How can I know this? How can I know this? When he asked God, how will I know this? God, what sign will you give me? God himself came down and got in fellowship with him and cut a covenant with him. Notice that this is how God proved to him and let him know this is how God got that thing. See, your relationship with God, the fellowship of the Holy Ghost and communion with the Holy Spirit and these things is what's going to renew your mind. Renew your mind by dwelling with God. So God did this to him. He said, how are you going to know it? How am I going to renew this man's mind so he can know? How am I going to blow his mind? Somebody say, blow my mind, God. Blow my mind, God. Where did it go? Help me find that again. Somebody say, blow my mind. How many of you know that God said something to you? How many got these big miracle things that God said, you're going to have a baby, you're going to have this, you're going to have $1 million, you're going to have all this other stuff? Amen. You got it on the... God did say those things to you, said you'd be the head, not the tail. Always on top, never on the bottom. He said all these things to you. Amen. You can believe it in your heart, but I tell you what, your head may be far, far, far behind. God is about to come down and give you supernatural manifestations, supernatural revelation. He's going to start to show you himself, and it's going to blow your mind that you'll be able to believe your vision. How did you get to know that God was real? A light shined from heaven and it blew your mind and you've never been the same since. Some of you need to have your twisted head blown off. Amen. With an encounter from God. And I tell you what, we will never be able to inherit the kingdom of God until God himself comes down. Somebody say, praise God, and covenants with us. Tonight I'm going to be talking about the covenant of the Holy Ghost. In the Old Testament, the covenant was circumcision. This is a different covenant. You notice that God said, how will I know this? And God came down and he had Abram put together a sacrifice and God split it in half. He cut a covenant with it and God met him in a covenant. So his covenant experience is how he knew that God was going to do this. But later on, God gives Abraham another covenant. We'll be talking about that tonight. The covenant of Abraham, the covenant of the circumcision of the flesh. He said, that's where I'll meet you. It's circumcision of the flesh. There was a covenant of circumcision of the flesh. And the Holy Ghost told me the New Testament believer only has covenant as they are circumcised in heart. And if anyone breaks the covenant, and circumcision of heart means the Holy Ghost abiding on the inside of them, and they are following the Holy Spirit, their heart. You know, come on, somebody say, praise God. You are covenant people, and God's about to bless you supernaturally. Amen. And God's going to start to teach you about this, how the miracle starts to happen. Amen. Too many covenant breakers. Coming to the church is one thing, but I tell you what, there's a covenant of God. Amen. Supernatural things will start to happen as you find out that you're in connection with something greater than yourself. Pray in the Holy Ghost just for a second. And he said, take me a heifer of 3 years, 15 verse 9, Genesis, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against the other. And the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcass, Abraham drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell over Abram. And lo, and horror of darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abraham, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them. And they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterward shall they come out with great substance. That's a revelation for you. Every time you come out of bondage, you're going to come out with some substance. Don't you come out of a bad situation broke. Make it pay you. Make it pay you. Every time you go through something, don't just get out by the skin of your teeth. Make that devil pay you back. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace, and thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. And it came to pass that when the sun went down, it was dark. Behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between the pieces. That's God. In the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram. Unto thy seed I have given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river of Euphrates. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And Abraham was 90 years old and 9 when the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face and talked with God, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abraham. Thy name shall be Abram. Thy name shall be called Abraham. Don't expect to get in the covenant with God and keep the same name. Don't expect to get into contact with God and remain the same. Everything's going to change. When you get in the covenant, things change. Somebody say, when you hang around different people, say, ever since you've been hanging around him or her, you ain't been the same since. When you start to hang around God, you will never be the same. People won't know who you are. You're going to get a new name. That old mirror, the old will, the old stuff, nobody going to know that anymore. You're going to come into contact with God, and you're going to have a new name. Your name is who you are. Don't expect to say the same when God starts cutting covenant with you. Hey, for I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. No, it says right here, for a father of many nations I have made thee, and I will make thee exceedingly fruitful. So say exceedingly fruitful. I will make nations of these, and kings shall come out of thee, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generation for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger. Say, I'm going to receive the land where I'm a stranger. Say it one more time. I'm going to receive the land while I'm a stranger. Say it one more time. I will receive the land where I am a stranger. You are a stranger to the land of your own heart. Many people don't like themselves. Many people don't understand themselves. Many people are afraid of themselves. Many people are afraid of their own heart. Amen. They want to look everywhere else but on the inside.
But God is going to give you the land where you are a stranger. And when you take the land of your own heart, you're going to be able to take the world. Do you hear me? Somebody say, praise God. Stand it right where you are. Is that a good start? Kind of out there, isn't it? Recap. Pray in the Holy Ghost just for a moment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say covenant. You are the God that keepeth covenant to 1,000 generations. You're a God that keeps covenant. You are a God that keeps covenant. Father God, thank you that we have relationship with you through Jesus Christ. Father God, I'm going to have to pull on my relationship with you. Tell somebody in Jesus' name. Say, Father, I'm going to have to pull on my relationship with you. My relationship with you is my most precious resource. Say, my relationship with God is my resource. Pray in the Holy Ghost. And I will meet God at Bethel. I will meet God at Bethel, the place deep within my own heart. I will be seated with Christ in heavenly places. Father God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I pray that you would give your people supernatural revelation to hear the words with their spirit that they're hearing. Father God, that you would open up their heart and allow man to commune with their own heart and their own spirit, the place where you abide. And as they do that, they'll no longer be people dominated by the flesh, but they'll be people that you can tell that are living on the inside, place of the spirit, landowners. In the flesh, you're only tenants. Flesh fades away, but the spirit, you can be a landowner. It will never go away. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I will have fellowship with my own heart through songs, hymns, and spiritual songs, reading the word, praying in the Holy Ghost. I will claim the land of my own heart. That land is a land flowing with milk and honey. It's a place where I am already blessed. You've already given me seed. I know it's late. I know it's late, but I want you to see. I see it right now in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. I see a fertile place. I see a promised land. Glory to God. And God told me to tell you, you are coming into the promised land. And the promised land is your own heart. Everything grows that you plant there. Keep the garden that so many people have been locked out of. The garden of your own heart. There's a river that flows there. There's a river that flows there. And there are supernatural words from heaven that are coming. Supernatural blessings. There's a prophet in the house. That shall give you seeds that you'll be able to plant deep on the inside. And it will grow. And it will grow. And it will manifest. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Mahasa. Just tell God, do something, anything. God, do something, anything. God, do something, anything. Right now, in the name of Jesus. right now in the name of Jesus. Give them peace. Give them stability. No longer allow them to be running to and fro, dominated by their mind, dominated by their flesh. But Father God, give them security on the inside of their heart and cause them to be supernaturally stable. And let there be a difference over them. Let them be a separated people unto God. That when the flesh starts to go dry and people stop to produce, people start losing their mind, for there's some dark days coming. How do you stay fresh in a dark day? How do you stay watered and green? Watered and green when everything else around you starts to turn brown? Because you got your seeds planted in the garden of your heart. Say, the garden of my heart never grows dry. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to receive this morning's offering. Somebody say, praise God. Thank you for letting me share that with you. Thank you for letting me share that with you. There's no barren in the land of God. You have to hold these things, take these things, and just start to be obedient and start to pray over these things. Praise. That's healing. That's healing. Praise God. Praise God. You got the revelation. Praise God. Did y'all get that? Did y'all get that? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, devil, I know that everything is all right. I unleash heaven. I have found my refuge. And I want you to know there are two angels at the gate of your heart, people. Amen. The devil has always tried to do things to keep you off ground, keep you off guard, to keep you frazzled, to keep you dysfunctional, to keep you all these other things. But God has opened your heart to you, a place where you will always remain stable. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we consecrate this offering this morning in Jesus' name. We thank you that the tithe and the offering is truly blessed. We thank you that Nations Church is blessed right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you that the seed that they sow this morning, Lord, it's special in your eyes, Father God. But Father God, let them see the possibility of what you're going to have to do and seed according to the measure of that. In Jesus' name. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, you have made them rich people. Father God, you brought them into a land that flows with milk and honey. Father God, you've given them insight for life. Father God, you've given them ability to receive all things. To receive all things and to receive healing whenever they need it. So Father God, you have delivered them from fear. For there is no fear within the heart of the believer in Jesus' name. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And I declare that that shall manifest over them all throughout the entire days of their life. Father God, we declare that every bill that Nations Church has is supernaturally paid right now in the name of Jesus. Allow it to manifest. Father God, bless anybody that you can bless. Increase their heart, Father God. Bring it into them, Father God. Bring it into them in the tens of thousands, Father God, right now. I'm asking you to bless many that can receive it right now, Father God. Bless the faithful right now, Father God, that the house of God will also be blessed. Father God, use somebody in Jesus' name, Father God, for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. If you need an offering envelope this morning, if you're giving by cash, please raise your hand. And Jesse has that offer. Chris has the offering envelope for you. Pray over your offering. Amen. If you're giving by check, you don't need an offering envelope. This week, we want everybody to sow a special offering. Somebody say amen. I tell you what, we'll do it this way. I want you to take this. While we got some things that we need to do, we've been waiting. Amen. We're going to knock it out this week. I'm going to do this, and I want you to write on it yourself. Don't turn this in. You can turn it in tonight if you want to, or whenever God speaks to your heart, turn it in. But keep your offering that you have right now. That's for this morning. But I want you to write special, special on this offering envelope, and you can bring it to the church or bring it to a service anytime, Wednesday night, Friday night, or whenever it is that God tells you to do that. But I can tell you what, God is going to give you super. Don't, if it's special, make it special. Ask God to jump all over it and covenant with God with it. Amen. How many of you are in agreement with that?
Amen.
Somebody say, thank God for the special offering. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. The day's coming, we'll be receiving $1 million special offerings. The day is coming when we'll be receiving $1 million special offerings. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Why don't you pass it out to everybody and read it as you pass it out. Say, this is your special offering envelope. Somebody say, praise the Lord. The Lord. Good to see Maria back. Hallelujah. Tell the people by faith, say, hold on. Tell them, hold on. Don't let the devil shake you. Hold on. Hold on. Somebody say, this is going to be a good ride. Take it all. Eat all the food. Eat all your vegetables. Hear all the word. Hold on to this wave of the Holy Ghost. You will be blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Be faithful with this word. Amen. How many have your special offering envelope and your offering? We'd like you to bring your offering, this morning's offering right now. Who wants to hold this plate? Who's anointed? You were praying for this offering, Brother Richard. Come on up and hold that plate for us. Amen. Isn't it good to see Brother Richard this morning? Hallelujah. Where's that other brother that usually rides with y'all? He flake out? Help him, Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. So he's praying over this offering real quick. Why don't you come up and sow this morning's offering in that? Please come back tonight at 7 o'clock. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody speak explosion. Speak explosion. Kathy's been believing God that for September. Kathy's been believing God for September. Amen. But we speak the word explosion. We speak the word explosion over this ministry in every area and everybody connected with it. I speak the word of explosion. I know it's late. I speak the word explosion over Nations Church right now. In a, Lord, that you would explode it in every way. Father God, that you would cause your grace to cause it to prosper and to grow in every way. And I speak that word over every committed believer within this house, that you would cause, Lord, that you would explode their finances, that you would explode them, give them favor, give them grace, Father God. Let something, give them a jolt, Father God, of life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Give them what they need in Jesus' name. Give them what they need in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Covenant with God. Covenant with God. Praise God. Supernatural faith in this place today. Give us some good music. Hallelujah. Anything else, my friends? Praise the Lord. Well, be blessed.